Nomzi Khumalo is a singer, songwriter, poet who has lived an incredible life. From South Africa and now residing in Oslo in Norway. And her music really taking us through this journey of all that she has lived. And we celebrate her today as a South African doing amazing things and has done incredible work throughout the world and is with us on the line. And she has a new single and we'll talk all about it. But Nomzi Khumalo, thank you very much for making time to join us. It's hot in Cape Town. I know it's freezing over there at this time of the year. Yes. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. Yeah, I'm. It is getting colder in Oslo. And yeah, it's that time of the year to, you know, wear warm clothes, lots of wool, you know.
Yeah, so, most definitely. But I'm glad that we're able to connect with you, and we'll talk about the new single, Nomzi. For people who need to understand your journey, I mean, let's talk about where in South Africa specifically where it started from for you. Born to a Xhosa mom, to a Zulu father, you've lived quite a life. Yeah. You carry a lot of heritage in you. Tell us about your South African story before we talk about how you ended up in Oslo.
Well, my story, I grew up in Tongaat, and you know, we grew up next to a sugarcane plantation with lots of trees, mango trees, lychee trees, and then went to school in Durban in the city. So we used to travel a lot, lots of hours to get into town to go to school. Mm-hmm. And then when I left school, I studied painting at Rhodes eventually. Prince Marysburg first, and then Rhodes University, and I majored in painting.
Wow!
But it took some time for me to get to the music side of things.
Yeah, but also music itself, of course, was part and parcel of your upbringing. I mean, your grandfather playing the classical piano. You grew up in the church. The music was there. At what point did it manifest through you?
That's a very good question. I think, well, you know, when you look at different things that happen in life, the way that you tell the story is very important, because although I don't have a university education in music, like you said, I was exposed to a lot of music growing up as a child, and family, and also my grandfather playing the classical piano. So, the music manifesting in myself, I think I was always wanting to express myself. And as a painter, at some point, what I had to say was very urgent. So I felt like it wasn't the right medium. I was going through so much. And my relationship, my marriage was falling apart. So I eventually did stop painting. And then I was writing as my marriage was failing. And I think that was the beginning. Although at that time I was painting, so I didn't realize that this is going to be my future.
Yeah. The role of music in therapy, because also you speak a lot of truth in your music. The role of music in your therapy with all that you have lived. How much has music carried you, or how does music carry you through all that you've lived?
I feel that it's important to have something in life that's life-affirming, you know, something that's a support. I think for myself, I turned to music, or at least music, I realized that music had chosen me, and I had to share myself. So music has become my way of connecting with people.
Mm.
And I didn't know, I didn't know how to connect with people properly. I was very closed, and I didn't feel safe to share myself with anybody.
Mm.
And music has been a way for me to open up to people.
And open up you do. I mean, we are going to, before we wrap up in a few minutes, the show, you know, share your music with the Cape Talk audience. But what I wanted to know, Nomzi, how do you've Sugarcane Fields, Tongat, KZN, at some point you were in France. How does a South African end up in Oslo, which is not the most typical place to find South Africans, eh?
Well, I mean, I autopiloted to Norway because I married a Frenchman and we had met at Rhodes University. And we moved to France to live and he found work in Oslo. So I think not being dealing with my own life and responsibilities, I was following him and his career, and and I think also that was being my being codependent, my codependent side, and I had to at some point in my life learn how to take responsibility for my own life. So Oslo was never, I mean, even in school, I remember I never, the map stopped up by, you know, the top of Europe. It didn't really, like, there was some stuff happening up in the north and there was lots of ice, you know, but there was no, I didn't, it just didn't, Norway and the whole of the Scandinavian region didn't really feature in my head, and it was never a place that I was aiming for to come to, but it certainly has. There's a reason that I came here. There is a reason that I've come to understand, and it took. I ran away so far away from home in order to
find yourself.
To cure myself.
The alchemist. You had an alchemist moment, eh? Most definitely. Nomzi, to conclude, just tell us about the song, The Truth. Tell us about The Truth.
The truth is it's a song that has come from the source, and it's a song that has touched so many people, and I love the way it ignites creativity and also inspires people to be honest with themselves.
Mm.
Because as cheesy and corny as it sounds, the truth is going to set you free. So it's very important to take your time, be patient, and really learn to trust yourself. So for me, it was the first song that came out of me was The Truth, and I was very much coming to terms with the fact that I couldn't look outside of myself for people to guide me and find answers for myself and how to live my life. I had to look within myself. So that's where the lyrics came out. I channeled the lyrics. It's not like I sat and looked for them. They found me.
Yeah. And we're glad that we are able to find your music. Nomzi, congratulations on all that you've done and in living your truth, and we appreciate you and your music. Thank you very much. Singer, songwriter, painter, poet, Nomzi Khumalo. You can check out her website at nomzikhumalo.com.